Okay, everyone, Lorit Reese, who is Mr. Walker's assistant, is sitting in for our city clerk today, and she is recording. Mr. Walker, why don't we go to you first? No, I'm sorry. Do we have any changes to the upcoming meeting agenda? I know, Mr. Walker, you said something. Ms. Carr, you said something. And Michael, did you say something? Or maybe Mr. Walker. Okay. Ms. Carr?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would like to add the appointment of Michael McMahon to the Youth Commission.
Okay. That would be number 5, the appointment of Michael McMahon to the Youth Commission. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mr. Walker?
Madam Mayor, I would like to withdraw public hearing number 1, the text amendment regarding lighted outdoor recreation facilities, and the accompanying bill number 9220.
Thank you.
Also withdrawing resolution number 2014-1.
Okay.
And adding a report under the city manager's report on snow removal.
Okay, and would you like that at the top of your report? Or where would you like that?
No,
at
you'd make that number 5.
Okay. Any other changes? Okay, we will make that official when we get into our meeting. Now we go to Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This evening's study session is on the capital improvement program. Council members will recall that we started reviewing the capital improvement program at a previous study session. We are continuing with that process, and Mr. Wilson, the Director of Public Works and Parks, will take us through the proposed capital improvement program continuation. Mr. Wilson.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to continue on with, this will be an overlap of what we did last time, but I think the best place to start is at the beginning of the FY15 budget, which is sheet number 1 in your handout. I tried to make it as readable and as large as possible to get it all on here and to show you all of the data. And we've kind of put in all the projects that we see maybe not, I guess in one sense, necessary, or projects that are going to have to happen in the near future. We looked at a lot of the roads that we're doing and we've identified some that we're going to be submitting grants in the future, maybe this year, maybe next year. I've got them all the way out to FY19. So we've kind of looked at a 5-year plan as to where we should be or where we might be as we go through the years here. And I've kind of divided up the whole capital improvement program into smaller categories so we kind of get a grasp of what we're talking about. And the first category we have is streets. And within our budget, the big project or the biggest thing we're doing is street resurfacing or putting new, whether it's an asphalt overlay or a thin asphalt, those are the projects that the residents see, and those are the ones they get most excited about. And we've got about $470,000 budgeted for that. And just for your information, that would do about 1.7 miles of road. So in FY15, we're going to be looking at about 2 miles of road surface that will be new in the city. We've also put in project that we've had some problems with at Maple View and La Pond, the intersection there, or La Fon. There's some drainage issues there that my engineers have asked if we could see if we can get those fixed and to alleviate some of that. And so there's $30,000 budgeted for that. And that's all we have budgeted in FY15 for street-type projects. If you look down the list, the Price Road overlay, the city of Ladue is going ahead with resurfacing Price Road. There must have been some lost contact years ago, but they were only doing half of it. They got a grant to do their half plus further down some of theirs, but I indicated we'd like to tie in with them. I think they're looking at FY16, but our share would be $40,000. I've also thrown in the roundabout there for FY16. These are just projects we're thinking about. If the trolley project fails, and I'm not saying it is going to fail, but if it would, they've indicated that they will give us that grant for the roundabout, but we'll have to have a local match. So in FY16, that may be something we have to consider. Yes.
One that you skipped over was the Morgan Wilshire alignment drainage, and I recognize it's a problem. It's an unimproved street. It is also a street on which there is commerce, so there's a restaurant right there, and it's nearly, what, $500,000. So any grants or anything we can look at?
We're always looking for grants. If there's a possibility, we understand that it is an unimproved street, and therefore it was originally budgeted in FY15, and then we moved it back, and we're just thinking about it right now. So it's
there is a restaurant there too. So
yes.
I mean,
and it could be if there's, you know, we haven't talked with the neighbors about a NID or, you know, a need. We looked at the drainage issues. We've had complaints. We thought, well, what can we do with that?
It's an economically disadvantaged area, I think, and is there any possibility for block grants?
There is a possibility for that, too, yes. Morgan Wilshire?
Yeah.
I was thinking it was north of here, right?
Right off of Armstrong, just right off of Olive, or help, someone help me here. Right off of Olive, okay.
Okay. And I would like to say that I show Foresight resurfacing. It's a road that needs to be resurfaced. It's eligible for federal grants. They're calling for federal grants right now, due in March. The application is due. We will apply for that grant. We don't have the local match in FY15. We're waiting. If we get the grant, if you approve the application, we get the grant, then we would have to transfer some funds at that time.
Rich, I thought Forsyth was a county road.
That section of Forsyth, I think, between Big Bend and Clayton is ours.
Okay, and then they pick it up at the Clayton city limits?
No, Clayton. Thinking Clayton did Foresight, and we had talked. That was before I got here, but they had talked about tagging together, and just never happened.
Oh, okay. I always thought it was a county road when I lived there.
And there's some other projects in there that we list that we need to apply for grants in the future, but in the immediate FY15, we're not considering anything else. Under sidewalks, we've got budgeted about $409,000 that will do ADA ramps and sidewalks and curbs for that. That would be for the 1.7 miles of road we're doing. What we try to do is do the sidewalk work before we do the road work. So we would be doing the sidewalk work. It's about 1.3 miles where the sidewalk and curb. And then later in the year, we would then pave that road where the new road is going to be paved. So I guess, Mr. Crow, at the top, it says street resurfacing project. I've got 470 budgeted there, and that will cover about 1.7 miles of road that we anticipate doing in FY15. And under sidewalks, we also have the Jackson Balsam pedestrian improvements. That was a grant application that we received last year. Those are improving ADA ramps around the schools. They used to have safe routes to schools, but now they don't have that funding anymore, at least for the construction phase. And so we applied for a federal grant and got it to improve some of the accesses to the schools. And under sidewalks, there's no other work that we see that's necessary in 15. There are some projects we would like to pursue in the future. Under signals, yes, Ms. Carr?
Just because I've been walking around a little bit, I've noticed some broken sidewalks. Are they included in this $409,000 or?
No. We've anticipated trying to, in the way we've set our priorities up, if we've got money for road work, we want to make sure we take care of the sidewalk work first. And we've never had
Well, how do
too
we
much.
Handle repairs on broken sidewalks?
Because
that's a danger for ADA, not to mention just people like me.
Yeah, we cut out some of this money will be used for individual where the trees have lifted up the sidewalk and created trip hazards. We have never had enough money budgeted to look at your picture today that you sent over by Momo's. I mean, a great example. There's a lot of broken sidewalk there, but we have not had that extra money.
That's ADA, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, and there's
you could get down that sidewalk if you were in a wheelchair.
No, and there's a need for additional money to do this work. And what we're trying to do is at least, if we're going to pave the road, at least take care of the ADA. And we keep out separate contracts trying to do the work on where people call in and they've got their tree, you know, the tree has uplifted it. And, I mean, there's issues, yes. I would agree that, I mean, we either, you know, don't do any road work and then do more sidewalk work. I mean, that's the direction council can give. I mean, what we've tried to do is do it most efficiently. And there's, like I said, there's a lot more sidewalk that needs to be done, a lot more road work that needs to be done, but within this budget.
So there's no priority for broken sidewalks. Because that seems to me like that ought to be a priority.
Yes. I mean, if it's been identified as a trip hazard and things we try to take out, sometimes it's a temporary patch. Sometimes they've put asphalt over broken, you know, because...
As you can see, this is more than just broken. It's
bad. And I've asked my guys to look at that. I mean, it's the first I've seen of it. I don't know if anybody's reported it before, but we are looking at that.
Thank you.
Under signals, we have the federal grant to do the traffic signal at Westgate and Olive, and that's the construction. That's our local match, and that will be constructed then within this next year. Under bridges, there's no bridges that we're thinking about in the next couple of years that are in need. I think last time I had Spoon Bridge in there, Spoon Culvert. We've looked at that. We had that inspected. It's going to last a few more years, so we took that off of the sheet to just because it's not in any kind of near need. Under lights, I have no money for any upgrades of lights this next year. I mean, there's been talk, I think after the roundabout is built, they're putting in four new lights that they won't exactly match what we have out there, but I think those lights will be a lot brighter, and we may want to consider changing those lights out there. We show some money in FY16 for that. But it's not a necessity. There's money set aside for that. And then they've been asking for new lights at Centennial Commons. But we are pushing that off yet as not a necessity. Under the bicycles, I have no money budgeted for new bicycle paths. We will look for opportunities if there's grants available. And if there is a grant that we would apply for, we would come to council and request permission to do that. But I am not looking into FY15 as any new bike paths. Under parks, I have to make one correction from last time. I think the question was asked, did I have the money budgeted for the Ackert walkway sign? I thought it was under economic development, or at least we had submitted it under economic development, but just recently they had denied us that money. So I do now show it as general reserve money here at this point. Ms. Carr?
The signs are the wooden signs that you have put out, or are these different signs?
No. This would be for an archway.
Oh, okay.
I will be sending some drawings. We're just getting those in now. It will go to the Park Commission, but I will send it at the same time to Council. There's a couple of choices, but it's just a metal archway with Akert Walkway University City on it, which it'll look almost the same shape as the old brick one, but it's going to be made out of some metal tubing, which would be a lot cheaper. And my budgeted number, I think it should be somewhat less than this, but we haven't got our final numbers in, and Great Rivers Greenway is also contributing $3,000 toward the project as part of their removal of the old one. I've got Lewis Park improvements. We have received the grant for that. We don't have the official paperwork yet, but they've indicated that grant is coming. We've received $300,000 for the Lewis Park, and it's basically fixing the pond, the stairway off of Del Mar, the widening the trails, and then fixing some ADA issues with picnic tables and things like that to solve some of those issues.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
That's a sizable amount of money for the work that you just said is going to be performed there. If there's a surplus, what happens with that money?
The grant money would go back to the municipal league. We try to make sure we spend it all. I show other projects under parks. Many of our parks are behind schedule on being upgraded. I've indicated last time, too, that the ADA requirements for the parks are a lot of issues there that need to be addressed. But, again, due to budget constraints, we're not able to move there. But there are issues or there are projects that could go ahead. And I mentioned the parks ADA. I have no money budgeted to do that this year. But we would, you know, those are things if somebody would come and complain to us, we might have to address. Under the golf course, I have no money allocated in FY15 for that. We've moved the driving range back, the work on the driving range back to 16 due to the lawsuit and other issues going on, just to make sure that we're not doing something that we need to change. So we just let that ride. So there's nothing going on at the golf course next year. Under miscellaneous, I have the digital message boards. I'd like to go with two new ones, one at least at Centennial Commons. And then we haven't chosen the exactly where the other site, but we would look and see which one would be most efficient. And then every year try and budget something for that.
Would the one at the Commons be digital messages for the community or just focus on the programming at the Commons like the one they have now?
It would be the opportunity to do either way. I mean, these messages will change, so it could have some city things, it could have some event things.
Thank you.
Under miscellaneous, there's also, we've been in discussion over the holidays and during the snow event. Clayton had talked about getting together and looking at our options for compost. They're talking about with St. Louis Compost. We were going to meet with them just to see what options they could give us. But we haven't had that meeting yet, but we are trying to move forward slowly on that one. Under facilities, there is some. Jared had asked some money to be budgeted in capital improvements. There's a sewer problem and a vault cave-in that needs to be addressed on the north lot. They've kind of patched it for right now, but that needs to be addressed. Some drainage issues on the west end of City Hall and probably some grading that needs to be done to expedite or fix that. That's on the exterior. And on the interior, the only thing that we're budgeting for FY15 is the IT infrastructure to make some major improvements within our system that we have. That was a request from IT.
The line item for the 601 Trinity lot of a purchase of $200,000, what are we purchasing and from whom? Is this the Henry Warshaw deal or what?
Yes, I'm not involved. That was just a I guess, a budget to have a number in there to make aware that maybe this is something we'd like to do if it's feasible.
Feasible parking, for what purpose?
For parking purposes. Just,
and with the fire department moving away?
And it may be that it's not necessary. We facilities just gave me permission to look at all the parking around City Hall and asked me to...
I'll respond to that. Councilmember Crowe, we're essentially going to take a look at all of the parking in the vicinity of City Hall, so we've allocated some money in case we want to look at the purchase of some additional properties, but there's no commitment to do that at this
right.
time.
So on capital improvements, that takes us to $1.36 million that is within the budget to do that. If we would turn to page three, these are our special funds. We have the Solid Waste Enterprise Fund, which is a self-sustaining fund. They've asked that we look at some of their building out there. It's in pretty poor shape. Asking us for some remodeling and fixing the bathrooms out there. And if you've been out there, they are in pretty poor shape. And they've also asked to remodel the recycle center, to redo that all, to make it more convenient, dress it up a little bit better than what it is right now. So that would come out of the Solid Waste Fund. And then we have the Economic Development Sales Tax Fund, which those... Ms. Carr?
I'm sorry. So although it comes out of the Solid Waste Fund, this is for Heman? The bathroom remodel?
No, the bathroom would be at the transfer station.
Transfer station. Thank
yes.
you. Okay.
Excuse me.
No, my mistake. Thank you.
And then under the Economic Development Sales Tax, which you approved recently, we put in $32,000 to upgrade the lights along Delmar if the trolley project goes forward, and then to change lighting in the parking garage, and then to subsidize our consulting services on doing Melville Plaza and the parking evaluation that we're doing through the loop. That would cover that cost. And I've included some money in FY16 for the Army Corps study. That's still moving forward. If they can get it in the federal budget, they'll be asking us for a local match, and it's about $50,000. But we'll have to wait and see what they do with that project on that particular one. The ones for the elevation study, those have already been purchase ordered, so those are in the FY14 budget.
Have we recently seen what they have? I mean, they've been asking for money to continue the study since my first time on the council. Arthur, do you remember that? $15,000 to continue, and we had to match it. And then a few years later, they asked for more and match. What have they done with all of the money since? That was at least 2002.
Correct. And they did finish. I thought I had sent it out, and I'll have to go back and check. But they had just finished the cost-benefit ratio study, which says it's still cost-effective. The best project is to buy out those homes. And they finished that, and I believe I sent that information. I'll double-check that. But it just went out probably about 2-3 weeks ago. And so that project, what it's saying is this is a good study. We just now need to study it a little bit more and do the details. But from a preliminary point of view, it's a good project. Now they just got to get the federal government, the Corps, to put it in the budget to do it.
Would you mind rechecking? I might have missed it when I was out of town.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp?
No, I was going to ask, the study that they're doing includes what?
It includes the area along the River De Pere from Heman Park down, Wilson Avenue's, I guess, yeah, Wilson Avenue would still be in there, Shaftesbury, and then back up to Olive, up towards Hafner Place. And they've looked at, that's all the five-year floodplain in there. And they looked, years ago, they looked at it and says, well, we could build a big detention basin and save all the water and let it go out slowly. but that still was going to cause flooding, so the alternative was to buy all the homes in the five-year floodplain, which would be cheaper than building some big basin and trying to save the water, which we wouldn't have the space, you know, to build something so big.
Did that go all the way up to Kemplin, that study? Because I know they widened that channel. I didn't know if this study went all the way to the western edge. I would just like to see it when it's fine. I don't need the details now. Thanks.
All right. If we turn to page 4, this is our maintenance program. I've included it as capital improvement because it does have an effect on our roads and our infrastructure. And unfortunately, we don't always spend enough on preventive maintenance, but it is important. What we have, again, I've divided up in small categories. The street section, we have sidewalk and curb maintenance, and that's where we would pick up some of these miscellaneous repairs that need to be done for sidewalks. The street maintenance, that includes crack sealing. We've been doing a rejuvenator, which takes our new pavement and keeps it new. Pavement marking are all of our things that we would do in the streets, even our, if we have to contract any work on fixing lights. We've got $160,000 budgeted for that. That will do, when we consider the crack sealing and the pavement marking, about 18 miles of street. So that doesn't go very far, because we should be doing probably 81 miles of preventive maintenance. But that there is, we're trying to address the streets that need it. On street signs, we've got $54,000 budgeted for that. Alleys, we don't have anything budgeted for preventive maintenance on alleys. I would sometimes see that more as if you're going to replace part of an alley, it's more of a capital improvement. If an alley has a crack in it, or we will fix that. It's just that we don't have a lot of money, but we have no money budgeted for it, but we'll squeeze it from somewhere else. We're proposing some money for the river repair cleanup. We'd like to try some sections, and whether we do a contract and get some major contractor to come in and clean it out and get rid of the honeysuckle and reshape it, and make, you know, provide some stabilization to the banks. It becomes important. So we've proposed $40,000 to at least get something going, at least take a positive step. I just have $5,000 budgeted for bridges and repairs. If there's some miscellaneous things that need to be fixed, it gives our guys some money to go out and fix that. Under parks, I budgeted $20,000. The retaining wall, there's a wall out at Central Garage that's falling down. It's probably an old wooden wall that's rotten and needs to be replaced. I have no money budgeted for bike trails and miscellaneous repairs. If we get some potholes, we'll fix the potholes or do some miscellaneous, but we're not doing any major maintenance. And then under parks, I've got about $20,000, which is our miscellaneous maintenance when they go out and repair benches, and there may be some sidewalks that need to be fixed within the park. So that's $20,000 there. Forestry, I only have $75,000 budgeted for tree trimming. We're doing $105,000 this year, but to stay within the budget, we needed to cut back a little bit there, and the same thing with trees. We typically spend about $8,000 on new trees and cut it down to about $5,000. And then Jared on facilities requested that the exterior of this building, the windows, get painted for preventive maintenance, and then also the steps in front of on Sergeant Mike King get removed just to clean up that area. And we have about $460,000 then budgeted for preventive maintenance. Ms. Carr?
Could you tell me again what those steps are? I know they're not the decorative steps. Yeah.
It's the steps out by the sidewalk that It's not connected to the building. Out by the edge of the sidewalk, there's some steps. When I first came here, I always wondered where they went to. But they go up, and then there's no sidewalk to the building.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
And it's not a necessity. It's just a way of making the place look a little bit better. But Jared has been wanting to do that for a while.
Rich, has Jared mentioned the fire escape at all in his discussions with you?
That's already in the budget. I mean, that's in
this year's budget.
This year's
okay,
budget.
Thank you.
On page 5, I have the fleet purchase program, just to let you know what pieces of equipment. The one new piece we're getting this year is a Bobcat with a cutter on it. Forestry has asked for it. It will be something that will be able to help us clean up some of the honeysuckle and the wild brush that we have in different locations. It's an expensive piece of machine, and it has other attachments. It can do more than just cutting brush, but they were asking to be able to use that and to be able to get in to do some better cleanup than what we've done in the past.
Mr. Sharp?
Yes. With the honeysuckle, what actually do you do with it? Because I understand that it comes back and back and back. So what do you do with or about honeysuckle?
I mean, after it's cut down, it's sprayed with chemicals. And hopefully some of them they try to keep to be environmentally friendly, but yet to really get to it, I think Roundup is used. And it's something you just have to keep going after.
Arthur, when we did the work in Ruth Park Woods, you had to cut it and treat it within 10 minutes, and then you had to plan to come back to deal with regrowth for 2 or 3 years after that, and then we usually got it.
And again, it's a big maintenance expense, you know, manpower and, you know, the chemicals to do it, but that's what needs to take place. And hopefully as part of if we do some of the river repair, some of that will be gone with that too. So not a whole lot to say on fleet. These are vehicles. Some of them are past their time extension. We've used them longer than they should be used. Some of them are in pretty poor shape. Some of them are still salvageable, all of the used ones will go on the used market, and there'll be some income come from that.
I know some cities are trying to extend the life of the police cars after 3 years. I know when we first came in, they did a study of the fleet. Have we looked at options on whether any of these could be extended beyond 3 years?
We show them here, and if there's a vehicle that is in, I mean, we kind of go through here, you know, you've got a vehicle that, like police cars, they last 3 years and then they're showing up on this sheet. It may be that police car, for whatever reason, hasn't been used that often. That would not be one of the first ones that we would go. You know, we would let it ride along, or we might use it for a pool car. There's other uses depending on the condition of it. But typically, the police cars get pretty well used when they're going through their process for what they go through.
So do we look at the mileage that they've been used in 3 years? Is that how we've decided 3 years?
Well, 3 years, yeah. I mean, they've kind of set up this, you know, after so many years, some of them are so many miles, but typically it's keeping track of years. And then they look at the condition of it. Some of our other vehicles, you know, I'm trying to find an example. Some of them have lasted longer than the recommended years. And Tom has looked at it and said, well, we don't need to replace that. Let's just keep it going for a few more years.
Okay. That's what I was wondering, if you sometimes went beyond that. Okay.
And that's the end of my presentation on that. If there's any other questions.
Mr. Glickert, could you turn on your mic, please?
In a nutshell, what's the difference from this than the last one that we talked about? Because I don't see a whole lot of difference. A few dollars less.
In the original submittal of last year, yes. But if you remember, council added, took some money out of reserves and added in a lot more street projects,
right.
And that this doesn't include that.
Right. And then one more question. I'm noticing in other communities different types of police cars, speaking of police cars. Have we weighed in on that and given that any thought? I've seen Ford Expeditions, and I've seen Dodge Chargers out there.
Yeah, I haven't. I know, I'm just trying to think. It seemed like the police chief had asked for a different vehicle on one of his vehicles. But I don't know if it's... We will meet with the police department when it's time. You know, we've estimated a budget number for police cars, and, you know, we may sit down with them, and we do this with each department and say, okay, you got 10 new vehicles or 3 new vehicles, whatever. What are you, you know, what do you need? And as time goes on, it changes.
I noticed that we generally do fire trucks within a given period of time. And where are we with them at this point? Do you have any idea?
It's my understanding the fire department is separate from this. Is that right, Tina? Or you're ordering the vehicles separate?
Do we have funds set aside for purchasing of a fire truck and some funds somewhere?
The apparatus will come straight from fire department budget.
And they get grants for those fire trucks, too, at times.
For the past two...
On occasion, but... The fire department basically purchased their own vehicles. They aren't included in this in answer to Council Member Glickert's question. So when the fire department does its presentation, because we'll do the same as we did for the past couple of years, we'll have each department present their budget. And at that time, the vehicles in the fire department will be addressed.
I guess this is more for you, Mr. Walker, and I don't need an answer now, but... When we came in, I thought that we were told that ideally we'd have more than $1 million a year to do street and sidewalk maintenance. I mean, do you see any path to our getting to having that much regularly in the budget for the maintenance? Because it looks like now we have how much, Rich? Just street and sidewalks?
We got a little over about a million.
So you, when we were talking $1.2 million, we were talking all capital expenses, not just what Rich has on the maintenance thing. Okay, I misunderstood that. Thank you. Any other questions for Mr. Wilson? Hearing none, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, and we will start the next meeting at about 20.